Diary, September 1906, September 1st to 26th, 1906. September 1st, Berkeley, California. We were accommodated with conveyance in Elder Rice's carriage to take us to the place of meeting, a large congregational room where the church assembles. We found the large church well filled with people. The Lord gave me much freedom in speaking. September 3rd. We leave this Monday morning, September 3rd, for St. Helena. Elder Rice takes us to the cars, which take us to 16th Street Station. We have to wait 15 minutes. We arrived safely at St. Helena, glad to be in my own home once more and sit at my own table. I am not weary, but happy to be at home. Praise the Lord for His keeping care. September 4th, St. Helena Sanitarium. We had an interview with Jones and Elder Cottrell. We think it a profitable conversation. We had much to say in a short interview. But what was my surprise to find Sister Dr. Caro? We had a surprising interview. I was very clear in conversation with Jones and Elder Cottrell, and then the surprise of meeting Sister Dr. Caro was wonderful. She had brought her son's wife and children to meet her son in Oakland or San Francisco. Expected he would be at the boat to meet them, and no one came. And then she had left the family on the boat, where they could remain until evening, and came to us, with money all gone and no son to meet her. She came direct to us. Her son had given directions for his wife and family to meet him in San Francisco. Sister Dr. Caro came directly to us and moneyless. We gathered from our workers $100 and placed in her hands, provided she should take the family to Rice's camping post. She took food with her from the food factory to supply the family. The last word from her son was he was sick with difficulty of the head. She must employ all the means possible to find him, and thus the matter stands. Sister Dr. Caro will locate the family in Brother Lawrence's tent. Himself and wife are spending a little time at the sanitarium in St. Helena to get rest. Strange things are happening. September 6, 1906, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. This morning I awoke at 4 o'clock and have had an excellent night's rest. No rheumatism in hands or in feet, the ankles and feet that have been afflicted many years. A little disturbance of the lame hip, but no pain. My head is clear, my mind firmly stayed upon the good and kind and loving Redeemer. I frequently awake singing some simple verses. Jones's and Elder Cottrell's visit did not throw perplexities in my mind, and yesterday I had a visit from Dr. White from Loma Linda, and we had a profitable conversation together. I am so thankful my mind is clear. Peace and comfort and hope are mine. September 20th, 1906, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I awake this morning with my heart moved with gratitude to the Lord Jesus Christ for the favor given me. I shall be 79 years old my next birthday, November 26th. I awoke at 1 o'clock a.m. I attended the camp meeting in Oakland and thought I could take some part. I prayed most earnestly for the Lord to give me strength to bear my testimony. I said, "I will speak short." The congregation was large. I had a little fear that I could not make them hear me. I had stood on my feet about 5 minutes when the refreshing Spirit of God came upon me. I did not become weary, and I was sensibly refreshed. My strength was from the Lord. I spoke 7 times during these meetings, and the refreshing sense of the grace and mercy of Christ was with me through the meeting. I have labored at Oakland and at Mountain View and written very much. But never for years can I remember being as active and feeling as fresh and free from pain as since that blessed refreshing came so unexpectedly to me as I was upon my feet speaking under the large tent. The Spirit of God with its refreshing power came upon me, and I have enjoyed the rich blessing of God in every effort made since, in Oakland and in Mountain View. The renewing, refreshing power of God has been with me. I have been renewed and suffered the least pain during the time that has passed since the camp meeting. I have a sense of the abiding, healing influence of the grace and power of God. I have reason for gratitude to the Lord Jesus, that He has given me strength to speak and such a wonderful sense of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Health has been enjoyed, such as I never expected. I praise the Lord, and my heart is glad. I have felt deeply over some things that have been presented before me at Mountain View and at Oakland in St. Helena, In considering the subject of the purchase of the manufacturing of the flake foods from the parties handling this business, for the privilege of the right to certain territory for 30 years at a cost of thousands of dollars. I had been given warnings regarding the management of the health food business. September 22, 1906. Oakland, California. This afternoon spoke to the large tentful, and the Lord gave me strength. I talked, I think, 1 hour from Revelation 7. The Lord sustained me to speak most important things that will transpire before long. I thank the Lord for the strength and clearness He has given me to speak before so many. Oh, that the Lord would set home the words that He has strengthened me to speak to so large a number of intelligent people. Oh, if they will only heed the words that God has given me to speak. I was lifted up by the Holy Spirit above all my infirmities, for the Lord hath helped me. And I wish the people to understand that the words have been given me for them. Doors has taken the words spoken, so I will not write them. There was the best of attention. I am charged with a message. I am not able to sleep for hours in the night season. My soul is burdened. I hope our people will not draw apart, for I have seen the Lord Jesus with His arms extended to draw them together. Be of one heart, of one mind, having one object before you, the salvation of souls. There is a heaven to win. September 26, 1906. Street, Helena, California. This morning I thank the Lord I am home again. Nothing unpleasant on this journey. Team waiting for us. W.C. White met us when the train came in, and his hand helped me down the steps of the car. We learn there are several cases of sickness. Ella Mae White Robinson is quite sick. She overdid in helping get in the prunes. When the rain began Monday, she was overheated and drank ice water, resulting in a severe attack of fever. We hear several are sick since the first rain. It would have been a disappointment to W.C. White had I not come home this day. I did intend to meet with the church in Berkeley before leaving Oakland, but I had forgotten the Washington meeting, and my only chance to learn in regard to the movements of the work was to converse with my son, and he will be absent some time. So every moment is precious now. There are meetings appointed in Washington, but the light urged upon me is the message to be borne in Oakland and San Francisco.